This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And I have with me Freeway Rick Ross, and I wanted to go into overdrive because I wanted to give him a little bit more time to respond to Al Sharpton, and I also want to let you know where he's going to be on this particular book tour. Now, we played that clip from Al Sharpton in the last segment. He was saying that we need to fight to have the police controlled by the federal government. How do you feel about that?
I don't think that that's the case. I believe that policing should come from us as a people, not from some one body or one person determining how our police our communities. I believe that the police should come from that community.
Yes.
You know, more so than from outside. What I'm finding is a problem with most of these areas is that the police are not from that particular area. They don't know the people in that area. They don't get out and mingle with the people. And, you know, a lot of the police that they're hiring right now are people that are coming from Iraq and from these wars, who are former military and are easy to put in these positions.
And the way that they're training them with the shoot first, no hesitation target. So we see targets coming up. And, of course, they're not black people necessarily on these targets. They had pictures of a white kid, a white pregnant lady, a white elderly person. I mean, this is not about the racism paradigm that Al Sharpton wants to make it about. It's really about respecting people as individuals. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said it has to be part of the community.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Think back about our history. You know, we always talk about the dangers of a standing army. And, of course, the founders have talked about that. They saw our country, the right way to protect our country would be something like they have in Switzerland, where the people take responsibility. The people have, you've got a militia, essentially, is what they called it, what the founders called it, where they're trained to defend the country. Switzerland doesn't get involved in foreign wars like America does. We get involved in foreign wars because we have a standing army. But now we have a standing army of policemen. Because we have said we're going to give people uniforms and badges to stand over us, and the community is not going to be involved with its own security.
Yeah, yeah, that's terrible. And
yeah.
You know, I mean, even to the point where they say you can't talk back to the police. You know,
that's right.
Now I was at a forum in Houston just the other day, and they're teaching the kids not to talk back to the police. You know, and in a lot of ways, they're teaching them to save the kids' lives because, you know, if you talk back, you could get killed.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be like that.
It should be like that.
It should be
that if you give a, if you look sideways at somebody, they're just going to shoot you or they're going to beat you to death. And we see that happening in reality in America, in the streets of America.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
we used to have a situation where there would be one sheriff and a couple of deputies. And if something big happened in the community, if the bank was robbed, well, I'm talking about a Western. We've all seen the Westerns, right? They'd get the posse together, okay? Posse comitatus was the power of the community.
Absolutely.
Okay? You saw the same sort of thing with the Black Panthers in the early days, the old Black Panthers, where they would patrol that particular area. We saw the same thing with some police in New York. There was a whistleblower, Adrian Schoolcraft. When he was blowing the whistle on the police as punishment, they would put him walking a beat. And he said, that's what I want to do. I get to know the people in the community.
Yeah, you can't start just a standard and think that this standard is going to work for every place in this country because this country is so diverse.
I mean, yes.
From city to city, it's different. I mean, I'm having the privilege now of just traveling from city to city, something I didn't even do back in the days, and I'm just seeing how people are the same, but they are different.
Yes.
You know, they look at things different. They act different. They speak different. So
when we try to solve everything outside of in Washington, what we do is we remove government very distant from the community. So if we were to follow Al Sharpton's recommendations, you wouldn't have more community involvement. You would have less. It would be dictated to you by people that are thousands of miles away, as you point out, very different as you travel the country with your book tour. And let's talk about that. But just to say that when you centralize everything, you also centralize the opportunity for corruption. You can have corrupt individual governments, but not have that. Your book tour, you're going now to Killeen, Texas. Where are you going to be?
Yeah, I'll be in Killeen, Texas, the 8th. I'm not sure the bookstore, but you can go to my Instagram, my Twitter, and it'll be posted on there.
That's Freeway Ricky. So you can go to Instagram or Twitter, Freeway Ricky. Also go to freewayrick.com. I am the real rickross.com. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it myself.
All right.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The earth riches of wisdom. So we have Ian right there.
What's his name?
Decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's already Wednesday, May 6, 2015. Alex Jones here calling into my own show. Things have developed so serious with the stealth takeover of the internet and free speech, not just here, but all over the world, that I'm being forced today to actually not do the radio show, to legally do some research and contact a different legal counsel on some of the actions that we need to take. First, let me give you some basic background. You've heard many political analysts, from Ron Paul to Max Kaiser to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts to Jesse Ventura to countless others, say that I'm seen as a canary in the coal mine. That if they ever come after InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com overtly, that everyone knows that that means it's the beginning of a major crackdown. report is also seen as the same. And you notice that one of the FCC commissioners 2 days ago came out on Monday and said that there's discussions about going after Drudge with the Federal Elections Commission. Same people that had Dinesh D'Souza put in prison for getting five of his friends to donate money to a Senate campaign. The Clintons can have hundreds of millions in foreign illegal donations, but you get a crooked toenail, you're going to jail. Well, they're claiming that all political speech is not First Amendment, that it's regulated underneath the Federal Elections Commission. And they're saying that they are now in discussions, again, to shut down the Drudge Report when it comes to political speech. Now, remember, we have federal courts that rule Obamacare is constitutional. We have federal courts starting to rule that they can forcibly inoculate you. The courts have completely fallen to tyranny. And from Australia to the United States, forced inoculations are beginning, and they're trying to ram through legislation. So there's an overall atmosphere of tyranny. We've seen the greatest oppression of American media and the press in history, according to Jonathan Turley, a top liberal constitutional law professor. We've seen massive amounts of reporters indicted, imprisoned for reporting on corruption. We have seen the Tea Party, gun owners, Christian groups, veterans groups, audited, harassed, indicted, arrested on political orders of the White House, making Nixon's crimes look tame and no one gets in trouble. We see a president operating as a dictator, opening the border, shutting down our power plants, and having the FCC power grab the internet. We have the Trans-Pacific Partnership being rammed through right now in secret. The only provision we have out of 30-plus was leaked a year ago by WikiLeaks, and it deals with the internet. And it basically says corporations above government will have governing power to shut down anybody's website, anybody's company, or anyone's identity on the web with global internet taxation and global internet ID, where they claim you've engaged in copyright violation. They're the judge, they're the jury in Mega City, like Judge Dredd, and you're shut off. Kill switches are in all the devices, the phones, the smart refrigerators, the washers, the dryers. The government admits that license plate readers are tracking everywhere you go, and Stingray systems are stealing your cell phone data. All of this is happening. And now, in the last month, outside third parties on our YouTube channel have almost taken it down 3 times. We have had Facebook suspend us on on all of our accounts that are over 3 million people, the largest one, 800,000. That was just today. It's shut down right now. We can't post to it or use it right now. All of this is intensifying. Alexa has delisted us, Drudge, Fox News, anybody not seen as pro-Obama. October 1st is when it launched. It's now completely clear from last year that October 1st is the nexus point. We have those graphs. So what they do is they incrementally attack you so that you don't realize what's happening, so I don't realize what's happening as it intensifies. But all of this is happening now. Congress can't even see the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But Boehner and Obama say, you don't need to see it, you need to just support it. And Hillary's been acting like she's against it for the grassroots when she, of course, is one of the main people behind it. So we have been overtaken, and a new level of power grabbing is happening. Zuckerberg 2 months ago met with the Chinese communist censors. We've seen massive intensification of censorship there. We're seeing just all sorts of dirty tricks behind the scenes. They legalized domestic propaganda last year with the Pentagon. That's what you see with Jade Helm. CNN attacked us not once but twice last night. David Knott will play one of those clips. Cut what I said down to 3 seconds where it sounds like I'm saying they're going to invade Texas, when in the full video I say this is part of preparations down the road for federalization of police and law enforcement and state houses, as the White House operative Al Sharpton said 2 days ago. So it's on. The lies, the dirty tricks, the deception, the censorship, the audits, the harassment, the tyranny. A iron curtain of oppression is now descending down over this constitutional republic. And I need everyone out there to realize that if they can take down Drudge, and if they can take down InfoWars, and if they can say that we don't have political speech, and if Facebook can ban us because we put up an image with no blood, no gore, of an ISIS fighter and had a quote about terrorism on it as a alternative or mainline news entity you're a private citizen, you should be able to post that. They let ISIS operate on there, but they use that to shut us down. The last time they did this is because we were posting memes by a Navy SEAL group exposing Benghazi that just said that Hillary stood down and let our people die. No blood, no gore, no nothing, censoring us. Well, now they're saying they may just completely suspend our account for good. And that means all of the 3 million people that get our information every day over Facebook. And again, people say, well, Facebook owns its own thing, don't use it. Listen, it's been given media promotion. It's been given dominance in the market. It was allowed to do an illegal pump and dump with its stock. He's been to Bilderberg. They advertise as an open comments. Our content gives them value. Then they selectively don't let us operate, but let the White House and Media Matters and CNN, MSNBC, and the Young Turks operate. That's an unfair playing field. That is torturous interference. It is true discrimination. And as our credibility rises, you're going to see the system more and more come in and try to shut down free speech. So here's the bottom line. The canary is being strangled right now in the coal mine. The gas is in the mine. We are the Paul Revere's warning people. And if they can shut us down, they can take everybody down. And the plan is implode the world currencies, nationalize the private and public pension funds, tax them, regulate them, raise taxes by executive order. They're now blaming the people up in Garland by Dallas that got shot at by the jihadis, saying it's their fault in the news that free speech be restricted because it causes violence. You see where this is all going. They're coming after everybody. But up front is DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com. If they can get away with harassing us, shutting us down, lying about us, manipulating, doing all this, and curtailing, it will be everybody else as well. In fact, that's already started. The system is a foreign corporate takeover. We have been hijacked. We're going under TPP right now, merging with the NAU and the EU. It is the trilateralist plan, and I hope coming up that whoever got to it yesterday, that David Knight will read the quotes by Barry Goldwater on this, Senator Goldwater. It's here. Everything we talked about, we're now coming in to the final major phase of Agenda 21, of Cloward and Piven, of the total implosion of our society. But the good news is, historically, this can backfire. You, the people, have the real power. You truly are the resistance. And if you see this for what it is, and tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, InfoWars.com is under attack. Listen to this local AM or FM affiliate. This is when the show's on. Or if you become a sponsor of a local affiliate. Or if you support those sponsors and tell them why. More stations will pick us up as they're doing. So we're being attacked because we're growing. We're being attacked because we're able to set the news agenda. We're under attack because we're able to break out and get real stories out there. And the dinosaur media is so weak now. They were arrogant before. Now they realize they're on their last legs. They're dying. And so they're coming in right now trying to shut down free speech and overturn the chessboard because they can't win with their tyranny fair and square up against liberty. So use Facebook. Use Twitter. Use YouTube. Use Pinterest. Use Craigslist. Use every internet system there is out there. But also go low-tech. Write InfoWars.com on you know, things that are passed back and forth to people. In legal and lawful areas to post it on cards, put it in letters to the editor, call into talk radio, talk about it, get aggressive and let them see a major flood response back in their face for what they're doing. Because they've legalized propaganda domestically. They're putting out lies. They're coming after everybody. This is so incredibly serious. And on a Richter scale, used to censorship, dirty tricks were a 2 or 3. Now they're like a 7 or 8. And we can see them ramping straight up into the stratosphere. I also shot a video today on the road, but it was unable to upload. If we're able to get it up later in the broadcast, I do want that 10-minute emergency alert aired, and I need all of you when it goes on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to send that on to people, because here's the bottom line. There is a stealth internet free speech takeover that's accelerating. And it's not even really stealth, but it's stealth to the public because they don't pay attention. The FCC's grabbed the web. They're coming in saying they're going to apply election rules to the web. They're saying what's being discussed is going after Drudge. That means everybody. It's here. We're barely able to stay on on YouTube. We're barely able to stay on Facebook. We're barely able to stay on Twitter. We have all these bots coming after us. We're being delisted from Amazon's Alexa. They are probing. They are pushing. They are coming in. This is a Nixonian administration on LSD and steroids. They mean business. It's here. So you need to support the InfoWar or lose it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
All right, finishing up this incredibly important information, I'm going to throw it back to David Knight. I want to explain, I'm having to take off today just to talk to lawyers and decide what I'm going to do about Facebook, about Alexa, about companies online manipulating stuff that's going on. I know, according to current law, the stuff that's going on isn't going to fly in court. And again, the level of intensification of tyranny is off the chart. I want to explain something. The TPP, being negotiated in secret, I can't believe I'm saying that, that Congress can't even see. The one section we got, and David and I will talk about this coming up because I know he's an expert on it, is worse than SOPA and CISPA. And so they're basically already operating like SOPA and CISPA are in place. And that's what EFF and other foundations said, is that these corporations will just claim you violated terms of use because they're so wide open, they can discriminate against you. It's the same thing of like saying you won't sell a house to a black person or something. Well, folks know that that's an unfair trade practice, and so there's laws on the books. But what about if you're a conservative or a libertarian, and then people advertise a Craigslist or a Facebook or a Twitter, and they say, sorry, you can't be on there? Already all over the country, they're saying on Craigslist or on other platforms or on newspapers, you can't have a sporting goods shop advertised that sells guns. And now banks are saying to establish sporting goods stores. Remember it came out last year, they were doing it to Cabela's and others. Oh, you can't be with Bank of America anymore because you sell guns. This is happening. And this is what the Nazis did, was first turn off the economic system of their enemies first. They don't want us to build our own media system, as the Clinton library papers came out last year showed. They said, label as conspiracy theory, shut down new media, we can't allow this to start growing, and let people think on their own. These are White House memos. Well, guess what? We did get on the web. The Western Journalism Center and WorldNet Daily did get there. Drudge did get there. InfoWars got there. And now we're there. And the question is, will the people value this information, or will you let them shut down talk radio, which they're openly talking about doing with the Fairness Doctrine, bringing it back under a new name? Will you let them come in and federalize the police? Will you let them come in and shut down our industry? Will you let them put us under these new treaties? It's up to you. The answer is, use it while we've still got it to make it so big and so strong they can't shut it down. Let them see that you respond to this. Let them see that it upsets you, that in coordinated action across the board, from Facebook to Alexa, we're seeing intensified censorship and open calls at the FCC to censor political speech, claiming that it's all basically a form of money. And so that when I say I'm against Bloomberg or I'm against somebody, that I'm basically, that's political speech that counts as money. And so I only have $4,000 of speech a year, which I would use up in 5 seconds. That's basically the metrics they have. But Bloomberg can give hundreds of millions of dollars to local candidates to take your guns. He's left alone. So understand this is here, and don't say it won't happen. Yeah, just like torture wouldn't happen, or open borders wouldn't happen, or Obamacare wouldn't happen. It's all happening. The good news is people are upset. They're awake. They know what's going on. They know about militarization of police. They know about the military training to take guns. They know about Katrina. They know about the – it's out there. And so the battle is joined. The battle is now. Spread the word. At the end of every email you send, have a link to InfoWars.com/show and say, this is forbidden information, free audio, video feeds to find out about what's really happening. Put that on Facebook right now. Put that on Twitter right now. We're going to put an article out about this. Get it out to everybody you know. And let the system know. They may try to suppress us spreading freedom that's popular on these globalist platforms, but we're going to do it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But they're coming after those as well, with censors and with hackers, black hat hackers, and with the establishment and with everything else. They're coming after it. That's why I've got a whole bunch of different websites, so they can't take them all down as easy. So we'll still have an ace in the hole. We're designed and built to take attacks. But I'm telling you, as a censor, as a bellwether, as a weather vane, we are here telling you the storm is here. As you already know, we don't know what it's going to be. Global war, dollar devaluation, soft martial law, race riots this summer. The point is they're intensifying the crises everywhere, and out of that they want to bring in the planetary regime. Out of that they want to bring in the planetary tyranny. The most important thing to do is to also spread the word and financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. buy the products, buy the water filters, buy the nutraceuticals, buy the books, buy the t-shirts, buy the videos. We fund ourselves the old-fashioned way, free will, free association with high-quality products, a win-win. Support us. You've been supporting us. We've built this operation because of you. We're going to continue to move forward against the enemy because of you, and I salute you, and you have this pledge in closing. I'll never back off. I'll never shut up. I'll be on a street corner with my own voice. I'll be hanging up flyers at night if they shut me down completely. And join me in that pledge. Never shut up. Never back down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, May 6, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host. You just heard Alex Jones calling in from outside of the studio. As he pointed out, he's looking for ways that we can respond to the recent attacks on InfoWars. Of course, we had a report yesterday. Alex went over that in great detail. There was an article by Paul Joseph Watson about how our metrics are being manipulated. Not only just ours, but the conservative press, the libertarian press's metrics are being manipulated by Alexa, owned by Amazon, which does significant business with the government. And, of course, Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, is very interested in politics. He paid $250 million for the Washington Post. That shows you how interested in politics he is. Not his core business, unless you're looking to get permission for doing drone delivery or anything else that you want that green-lighted, it's very helpful to have the biggest paper, one of the biggest papers in the country, but certainly the biggest paper in Washington. Today we had a story, and we talked about this, and we've got a special report coming up from Alex at the bottom of the next hour about Facebook blocking us for a very benign picture. And you can see that picture if you go to our website. We also tweeted the picture out. I'm informed by Kit Daniels came in and said that they have found a workaround for being able to post by using a different admin account. So that's something as a warning for any of you people who are doing things that you think you might get censored on Facebook for. And who knows? We would have never thought this would be something that would censor us. But as you can see in the article, I took a screenshot of when they blocked us from posting for 3 days for that admin account. And you can see what the picture is. And I'll describe it for the people who are listening on the radio. Basically, in the foreground, we have a quote from Joseph Stalin. Then there's a man there that is wearing like a ski mask over his head. I forget what they call it, a specific term for those types of masks. And he's wearing camo. And behind him.
Balaclava.
Balaclava, yes, thank you. He's wearing a balaclava. He's wearing camo. You don't see any gun. You don't see any knife. You don't see any blood. There's nothing that is violent whatsoever about it. He's just standing and looking with a flag in the background. Now, that was enough for them to ban the account from posting for 3 days. And here's the quote. The easiest way to gain control of a population is to carry out acts of terror. Joseph Stalin. Or as I pointed out at the beginning of the hour, maybe an even easier way is to put in corporate censorship, because that's what we're going to get with the Trans-Pacific Partnership that is coming through. It is about far more than free trade. If it was simply about economics, it would be bad enough. And we can talk about that, and we will talk about that later in the program. If we look at what's happened with trade deficits, there's been a lot of opposition within the Democrats. There has been no opposition within the Republicans, I'm sad to say. Not even from the people who are running for president, people who should know better, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, people who typically will stand up for the Constitution. They're very silent, or they are supportive. It appears that Rand Paul is going to support this. It looked like he was going to support it right after the election. He started talking about free trade. Very disturbing if he does. He should know better. As Alex Jones pointed out, even Barry Goldwater knew how this was going to break down decades ago. Here's a quote from Barry Goldwater. He said, let's read this quote, and let's go through this quote. The Trilateralist Commission is international, says Barry Goldwater, and is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States. See, it's not a trade agreement. It is a sovereignty agreement. There's politics involved in it. And Barry Goldwater goes on to say the Trilateralist Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. So certainly you can understand the political and the monetary. When you look at the intellectual and the ecclesiastical, I would say that the way that that shows up is in the political correctness we have that seeks to censor people, to destroy both sections of the First Amendment, both free speech and freedom of religion. And certainly we have seen that. And understand that the Trilateralist Commission was set up for the same trading blocks that we currently now see. Of course, there's North America, and we've had General Petraeus say that, of course, what comes after America? Remember that about a year ago? He said, what comes after America? Well, that's easy. North America. We're 20 years into NAFTA, said General Petraeus. We understand that it's a consolidation. And, of course, we have seen that the different groups, the Council on Foreign Relations, for example, and there's all of these groups, the Trilateralist Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, all of these different groups, it's pretty much interlocking directories. There's so many of these groups, these guys can basically go to whatever meeting they choose to go to, whether it's a Bilderberg group or whether it's the CFR meeting on a particular topic, and they can catch each other up on what's going on. And we understand that this is a globalist agenda, that they are creating, in the name of free trade, in the name of trading blocks, they are creating different areas. And I started to talk about the Council on Foreign Relations. There was a special report that they did about 10 years ago, involved Ted Cruz's wife, and they were talking about how they should make one border that went around the perimeter of the three nations that were in NAFTA, Mexico, the United States, and Canada. one physical border that would be patrolled by our police state, by the U.S. police state, because, you know, we are the policemen of the world, and that's how they're going to use it. They're not going to make you safer. They're going to create a jail, essentially, for you, seal you in. But, of course, we also see that in Europe now, especially with the problems with Greece, we've had Alan Greenspan, as well as the head of the largest bond fund in the world, PIMCO, both say that Greece will probably leave, that the EU will break up unless the states cede sovereignty to the EU. So that is the direction that this is all headed. That's why they're putting these trade agreements together. That's why we should be very concerned. But just the secret nature of the trade agreement ought to be enough to stop it right there. I want to go to that right now before I go into any more of this free speech stuff. I have a lot of information about free speech because that's been in the news this week. But just understand that Mitch McConnell is fully on board with President Obama. Listen to the wonderful things that he has to say about Obama when it comes to this trade project. He said, "It's been almost an out-of-body experience," says Mitch McConnell, "but we've been working closely with the White House. We're working together to get this across the finish line. At the risk of having some of you literally faint, I want to compliment President Obama for the way he is handling the trade issue," says Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell. You understand that they're just two sides of the same, you know, same puppet controlling both of them. And, of course, we see a lot of Democrats who are caving in on this as well. They report that a number of Democrats are saying that they're willing to vote for the legislation just over the past few days. Now there's 16 who have publicly said that they will support it. The latest two are Democrat Representatives Amy Barra of California and John Delaney of Maryland have both said that they will vote yes. And a representative from Oregon is also coming out in favor of it. So you need to get on the phone, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you need to hold these people's feet to the fire, because we should never have a situation where we have a trade agreement that our senators are not allowed to see. They're not allowed to talk about. This is the story that was up on Drudge Report yesterday on Politico. Extreme secrecy is eroding support for Obama's trade pact, except that what's happening is that political partisan pressure by Democrat leaders who are into this every bit as much as the Republican leadership, they are turning the Democrat members towards voting for this. Now, listen to what happens if you try to go in here and look at this trade agreement. They say if you want to read the details, you have to go to a classified briefing. You have to leave your staff. You have to leave your cell phone at the door. Can't take any pictures. If you're a member of Congress who wants to read the text, you've got to go into a room in the basement of the Capitol Visitor Center. You'll be handed it one section at a time. And, of course, there's many different sections. There are sections about open borders. There are sections about copyright. There are sections about the Internet. This is not simply a trade agreement. That's one of the reasons why the Democrats are going to fail, is because they're not focusing on the broad scope of this. There's so many different aspects. And, of course, I didn't expect them to talk about the bigger picture of regional consolidation being a stepping stone to a one-world government being run by multinational corporations. Of course, they will talk about how the corporations are going to be elevated to the level of nation states or higher, but they won't draw that conclusion. Nevertheless, this is what you have to do. You have to get rid of all this stuff, and you're handed it one section at a time. They watch you, if you're a congressman, as you read the bill. And they force you to hand over any notes that you've made before you leave. Now, when you look at this, ask yourself, who is the real government here? Is it our congressmen who are watched like school children, who said they're giving them one section at a time? You can't take anything in. You can't take any notes out with you. You got to leave your cell phone. You got to leave your staff. Are those leaders? Are those people with any real power? I don't think so. I think the real people with power are the corporate lobbyists and the corporations that they work for who are making these rules for our congressmen. You understand now how the facade has come off of this fascist corporate state. Just read this Politico article, and you understand who has the power, who has the control, and they're going to consolidate it to the point where they own and control everything. Now, we've been talking about how Facebook can just shut down our postings because of an innocuous picture, they claim. I think there's more to it than that. Alex thinks there's more to it than that as well. I mean, look at that picture. There's no way that they could justify, under the most politically correct agenda you can imagine, that that would be offensive to anyone. There is no offense about that. It is purely directed at us. And let me tell you how this is going to work. They have tried this with SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, CISPA 1, CISPA 2. Now they're coming back with CISA. They took the P out, although the protection is still in. And the protection is not to protect you. The protection is there for the corporations, to protect them from turning over third party, to protect them from civil liability when they turn over your data that they call third party data. They also want, through these copyright assertions, okay, it works for the corporate state because they want to own everything. I mean, we've talked about this before, how John Deere and General Motors are saying openly now, because of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, they say that you don't own your car. You have an implied license to use that car because the software is now what's controlling that car. You're not allowed to work on your own car because you or your John Deere tractor because you would be working with their software. See, they want you to be a serf, a slave, a sharecropper, if you will, who doesn't own a single thing. And that's what's behind a lot of this Trans-Pacific Partnership, what's going on with the copyright stuff. But the way that they're going to censor the Internet is also through the copyright stuff. So it works. See, the government and the corporations both get something out of it. The corporations get to own everything, and the government gets to control everything. So they'll take a look at your website, and if they don't like you, they'll make some bogus claim about copyright infringement, just like Facebook just made a bogus claim about something being offensive. And then they will shut you down without any due process, without any delay. They will just flip the switch and your website goes down. You see, we've put up with civil asset forfeiture in the name of the war on drugs, where the police can just pull you over because they don't like the way you looked at them, or because they think that you look like somebody they might be able to shake down and steal something from. And then they just take it. They charge your cash with committing a crime. They do it civilly, so they say, well, it's a civil matter, so the Constitution doesn't apply. So that's only for criminal charges. We call this civil charges. And by the way, you know, we don't have any constitutional rights for property, so if the property is committing a crime, we can seize the property. That's the kind of legal fictions that they use. But they can just, without trial, without due process, they can just take your stuff wherever they want to. Now, that is the same thing you're going to see with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You're going to see civil website forfeiture, where they just take your website. They do it as a civil action, or they do it through a corporation. The corporation says, well, you know, you violated our rules of service or whatever, you know, that fine print that you see all the time. You violated our rules of service, so we're just going to take it down. And it just goes away. Now, there are economic reasons to oppose a Trans-Pacific Partnership. Alan Grayson, a Democrat who is opposing Obama and the Democrat leadership on this, has pointed out that basically this has not worked very well for us with NAFTA. He says it's not free trade, it's fake trade. It is crony capitalism. It is the banker bailout in advance. This is exactly what this is laying the foundation for. He says, before NAFTA was enacted and went into effect, this country never had a trade deficit as much as $140 billion a year. However, since then, for 20 years, we've never had a trade deficit less than $140 billion a year. Now, I think it was Clinton who was selling it, said we were going to have an immediate trade surplus of $200 million. No, it was 200,000 jobs is what he said we were going to get. We've lost almost 700,000 jobs. But nevertheless, we had immediately the biggest trade deficit we've ever had, $140 billion, and we've never had a smaller trade deficit than that. He points out that we have had an average of $500 million now for the last 14 years, a trade deficit. And it is increasing rapidly. We just had a one-month deficit of $51 billion, which was a 40-some-odd percent increase over the previous month. Now, the way they're selling this, and they're telling us that it is so secret, and we have to have it secret because, you know, national security. That's always the excuse they use for the secret state. We have a secret court, the FISA court. We have secret court decisions that are made by the FISA court that you are never allowed to see, but they maintain that they alter the Constitution. We have a secret trade agreement that's being developed now, and this article that's on InfoWars.com, ultra secrecy surrounds Barack Obama's new global economic treaty, When they go through this, when they try to justify this, just as they did in Politico, they said, well, you know, this is basically a national security issue. It may not seem like a national security issue, but it is because, you know, China's involved. So this is a threat to our national security. Not true. Listen to the way that they have manipulated this story. It's all broken down in an article on the New American. And this is a confession from a Chinese diplomat. They have tried to portray the TPP as the good trade agreement, which is going to be in opposition to the bad trade agreement that China is putting together. They call that the FTAAP. I'm really getting sick and tired of these acronyms because I'm getting sick and tired of the government that creates them. Anyway, what they say is there's been many videos in the U.S. that have been described the TPP and the free trade area of the Asian Pacific, that's the FTAAP, as two competing trade initiatives, and labeled the competition as a China-U.S. tug-of-war in the Asia-Pacific region. So, see, they create this false dichotomy, which they always do, to scare us into doing what they wanted us to do all along. Now, the false dichotomy here, their bifurcation, is that we've got a bad trade agreement that's being created by China, so we've got to create ours in opposition to them. That's the TPP. Now, they're not making that argument with the European agreement. They're just doing it, okay? But that's what they're telling everybody, and that's why they say it has to be secret because, you know, this is national security. An absolute lie. And listen to what a Chinese diplomat said. This is what a former counselor of the Foreign Ministry of China said. He said that although they appear to be rival, the rivalry doesn't exist. The hype is overblown, and they are compatible with each other. And it was Pete Sessions, a Republican, who pointed out that they can add any nation they want, and they can change the terms because it's a living document. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined in the next hour with Joe Biggs. We're going to talk about Jade Helm. We now have the former lieutenant governor of Texas is making the talk circuit round. He is appealing to people's patriotism, to their blind patriotism, telling them, move along. There's nothing to see here. We need to understand where this guy came from, and we're going to talk about David Dewhurst. We're going to talk about his CIA background. We're going to talk about his involvement and shutting down a bill that would have stopped the TSA pat-downs, let's just call it that, politely, where they stick their hands down your pants, where they sexually molest children without the parents' approval, where they search people without a search warrant. Let's just put it that way, okay? Where they search people without a search warrant, putting their hands on you far more than we ever saw in any movie about occupied France by the Nazis. There they just demand your identity papers, please. Here they want to stick their hands on you because you are their slaves. You are their pets. They can do anything they want to you. And, of course, David Dewhurst worked with the TSA to shut this down. He sabotaged this after it passed unanimously in the Texas House. He shut it down in the Senate. At the same time, the TSA was threatening to turn Texas into a no-fly zone. Now he's out telling people, don't worry, the government doesn't have any malice towards you. They respect your liberty. They respect your rights. I don't think he's a very credible spokesperson for that. And we're going to talk about his CIA background as well as the things that he's been saying when we talk to Joe in the next hour. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Alex Jones reply to what happened, a special report from him about what happened with Facebook. And, of course, we've been talking about the article where they suspended our admin privileges for our main admin account because of an innocuous picture that was put up, picture that was not violent, showed no blood, no weapons, nothing. Merely a man in a balaclava and a camo with a flag behind him and a quote from Stalin. Any excuse to shut things down. That's where we're headed. Now, if you want to support us, we have a special. We have Water20 promo code 20% off of all ProPure water filtration supplies through the weekend. That's a special you'll find right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, now is the time to prepare for storable food. You can get it at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. But again, one of our biggest specials ever on ProPure water filters, Water 20 for 20% off of all of the ProPure water filters of any size. And you know, when I look at the fluoridation of water and we look at the fact that they're trying to mandate vaccines for people, as I look at the removal of informed consent, I say, you know, they removed that a long time ago when they started fluoridating our water. If you can dump stuff into people's water supply, if you can mass medicate the public without their consent, they can do anything, and now they are doing that to people because we have tried and been unable in most jurisdictions to get the fluoridation process reversed. So they basically pay large amounts of money for corporate waste, which they then dump into the water. And even if you believe that this is safe or effective, and it is neither, and we're not going to go into all the details of fluoridation, we've talked about that many times, but even if you think that it's a healthy thing, let me ask you how you control the dosage when you just dump it into the water supply. And, of course, the federal government has just admitted that their allowed dosages were far too high, and they have just lowered that. And those allowed dosages are twice what we have seen in other countries producing deleterious effects on people's health. But they're giving you the same dosage, whether you're a child or a full-grown adult. Now, stay with us right after the break. For those of you who are listening, we're going to talk about what's going on with the vaccine bills that are mandating this, that are taking away our freedom. And then we're going to have, in the next hour, Joe Biggs joining us to talk about the latest developments in the propaganda war of Jade Helm. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm candy. I want more video games. Why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.